Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Count on me like four, two, three.
That was a really good intro to the podcast, Jade. I really did appreciate that. That was quite nice.
Did you like that?
Yeah. I mean, the lockdown quite continues. No, I meant the singing of Count on Me. It was really nice.
Oh, thank you.
That's a pleasure.
You did a good job while I was also doing some sort of...
We didn't get you in that.
You didn't get me.
It was just an isolated voice of Jade.
You missed my beatboxing.
No, it was good because I enjoy the isolated voice.
What a shame. So the good thing is I'm just giving people a demonstration that, you know, for our Illawarra choir, a lockdown choir, you don't have to have any musical talent whatsoever.
Correct.
You can just... improvise.
I won't lie to you.
And better yet, just do a really cool video, because that's the bit that, you know, you'll be able to share with your mates afterwards.
I won't lie to you. I wouldn't mind a little bit of musical talent, because when I'm putting it together, I mean, the machine that kind of controls autotune, there's only so much it can handle. I don't want the machine. I don't want smoke coming out of the machine as I'm altering people's voices.
That's not very nice at all. Illawarra, they do want you to be involved.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
You'd like some good voices in there. It can't just be Damien.
Yeah, exactly.
Throwing a few in there.
Yeah. Hey, one of the big things we did today was Jade, well, more so Alani, is going to score some amazing inheritance that she probably doesn't want, just quietly. Also, Damo, you got the jab.
I got the jab.
Yeah, which was good. And of course, Jade became a murderer over the weekend.
Vicious.
And that must be addressed in the podcast, so keep listening. It's Jade, Straney and Damien at Wave FM.
Damien, have you ever had that talk with your parents?
Oh, you know what? So many times. I mean, I've explained to them, we've got three kids. I know how it works. All right. I know what's involved.
No, not that talk. Not the beginning of
puberty
talk.
Okay.
At the end of everything talk. You know, the talk about, like, when they pass over.
I hate having those discussions. Mm. My dad will bring things like that up randomly and go, when I die, I'm going to blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, Dad, I don't want to know about that. I don't even want to think of that at all.
Yeah.
So I kind of switch off those conversations as fast as I possibly can. I hate them.
It's not nice to think about, like, your parents dying or passing away or anything like that. But Mama Jude loves that talk. She's always constantly going, okay, so Jade, remember, at my funeral, I want All My Love's a Circle. I want you to perform Truly Madly Deeply by Savage Garden.
Really?
And I want Bette Midler, The Wind Beneath My Wings. She's rattling off this whole list. I'm like, Mum, I'm not even going to be able to talk, let alone get up and sing a song that you know I hate singing. But ever since I did it at a vocal group in high school, anytime any event's on, Mum's always going, sing Truly Madly Deeply, Jade. Sing Truly Madly Deeply. But I want to. Wow. And then she goes, well, you got to do it for my funeral.
I'm surprised Damien's not on the funeral list. Damien will perform live.
That's what this conversation is about. So, Damien.
Oh,
no,
it is not, is it? Oh, jeez.
No.
Okay, thank God.
Right. You know how much Mama Jude does love you, and look.
I don't know the words of Truly Madly Deeply. I don't know how it goes. I would fly you to the moon. Is that it?
Anything, but if I could use you, that'd probably get me off the hook.
Yes.
So we might trade me out, trade you in. Last week, the discussion came up again. We're actually having dinner with my cousin, and our Mum was talking about, again, the funeral. I'm like, oh, Mum, this isn't really a dinner conversation. She goes, look, I know I've told you about all the songs that I want to play, okay? I went, yeah, and she goes, but there's one thing I haven't told you. And I'm like, what's that? And she goes, the Apple MacBook box. And I went, the Apple MacBook box? She said, look, I've got an Apple MacBook box. It's up in my bedroom. It's under the bed. She goes, there's no computer in it. And I'm like, well, why have you got it? And what's so important about it? She goes, that's where I keep my things.
Things?
My toys.
Oh, come on. Oh, jeez.
And I was like,
Gee. And you're using plural as well. It's not just one toy, it's many toys.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, she said, look, so Jade, when I die, you need to get rid of that box because I do not want Alani to think she's inherited a laptop computer. Dive into that box.
Oh, my God. That, jeez.
You can imagine the look on poor Alani's face. Yes. I've got a brand new Mal. What the hell? That's so good.
It's got to go down with the coffin, surely. The coffin will be vibrating on its way down.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Worldwide weird.
All right, I've got two food-related stories for you guys this morning.
Yum.
We all love food around here. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do indeed. We do. All right, Kraft. You know Kraft, the food manufacturer, mainly based over in the UK.
Yep.
But they have just released macaroni and cheese ice cream.
No way.
This is real. All right, not only have they just released it, but it has sold out.
No way.
You cannot get it. It's in back orders. It is not possible to get.
Jade, would you have macaroni and cheese ice cream?
You know what? I would try it just to try it. Like, it's one of those things you go, how do they do that? I've got to give it a go.
Damo, would you try that
not
ice cream?
Not in a million years. Well, I don't
I'm
like...
I'm with you, man.
I don't like cheese, but I suppose macaroni... Oh, I don't know.
Mac and cheese ice cream?
Mac and cheese ice cream. Okay. Mm. Well, there you go.
Illawarra, what do you reckon? Illawarra, would you try mac and cheese ice cream? 4275196 5.
Okay, what about this one? Riley, a girl called Riley Stewart. She's 13 years of age. She's from Queensland. She became not only a TikTok sensation, but an eBay sensation last week.
Right.
All right, you may have heard about this. She was eating a packet of Doritos, as you do, when suddenly, to her surprise, she discovered a rare Dorito.
What was so rare?
It was rare because it was a puffed Dorito. So it's like a Dorito on top of Dorito with air in between it, so it kind of makes kind of a triangular looking shape. But bottom line is, it's a puffy Dorito.
It's a chip. I feel like that I've had puffy chips before. I didn't realize they were rare.
Well,
what'd you do? Sell on eBay or something?
Well, look, I mean, if you had rare ones, you need to be very careful because she went on eBay. Well, first of all, she went on TikTok and she says, hey, do you think this is rare? People said, yeah, it's rare. So she jumped on eBay and she put it on for 99 cents. It went up to as much as $100,000 bids. All right?
No way.
That's crazy.
Last Friday was at 20 grand and I thought, hey, that's it. Nah, it went up as far as 100 grand. It has since been taken down, okay?
Oh.
She did not make the money. But our good mates over there at Dorito said, hey, we like this girl.
I don't say our good mates.
She's our good mates.
They're not giving us any money.
Well, they might now because I call them our good mates, okay?
He's trying to get some money or chips.
Isn't he?
Charlie's Liquor, you're also our good mates. got in touch and said, we will give you a $20,000 educational fund because we think you're awesome. And they've also just launched a limited edition Puff Dorito.
Oh, wow.
Really?
That's a good outcome, though, for her. So 20 grand.
It's good for everybody,
fund.
I think, in that way.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, I suppose, as Damien would say, go out and look for your puffed Dorito packets sometime soon.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Illawarra, lockdown choir.
The good thing is, this is kind of a life hack as well. If you need something to keep the kids entertained or you want to do something that's positive in lockdown, not being part of a protest or a riot, but actually doing something that's going to be a lot of fun
and positive,
release endorphins and make you feel good, you should take part in our choir. It's a great idea. It's a way of us connecting together when we all have to be apart.
Yeah, well put, because it is. And singing, I tell you what, singing is a beautiful, whether you're a good singer or a bad singer, it doesn't matter. It's just a nice thing to do. Whenever you're in the shower, okay, you're in there, you're scrub-a-dub-dub, when you sing in a shower, doesn't matter what you sing, it always feels good.
Well, we're actually singing Bruno Mars, Count On Me. So this is Damien giving us a little bit of a guide track, and you can see the video as well online. Just go to wavefm.com.au, get the family involved, do it as partners, mum and dad, maybe get the kids to just join you, or get the kids to do it themselves. Sing the whole song if you want, record it, All of the details are at wavefm.com.au.
It's super easy to get involved. We've had so many videos already sent to us, and they're absolutely awesome. People showing pictures and, messages to their families and the whole lot.
Yes.
Gorgeous. Like, it is a gorgeous, gorgeous thing. Now, there was a young girl from the local area who came in here not long ago. She performed live on our rooftop. She's absolutely awesome. Her name's Jessie D. Check out this. This was her song.
Yeah, perfect love. You can get that one right now via Spotify or iTunes.
Awesome song. We've got her on the phone because she's not only done that incredible song, but she's also got involved in our lockdown choir, Jessie.
First up, thanks for getting involved with our lockdown choir.
No, thank you. I loved participating in it. It was great.
Now, you got very passionate when you were singing it. I saw you send the video through and you were saying, I was closing my eyes. I was getting really into it. But that's what it's all about. That's what music's about, isn't it?
It is 100%. I think it's really good. Get your family involved, and yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's good.
Well, let's have a listen to Jessie D giving us a little bit of Count On Me, our lockdown choir song.
You can count on me, like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you, like 4, 3.
Awesome.
Two.
Now, Jade's sitting there going, good. Turn it down, turn it down. She's way better than my family.
That's right. The good thing is you don't have to be a good singer. And, Jessie, that was absolutely beautiful. But I know that, Damien, you're going to work your magic. And once you put us all together, it's going to sound awesome. And I guess the big thing is the video clip, isn't it, with all the different families across the Illawarra and people getting involved.
That's right. Everybody wants to be in a music clip, and this is going to be the music clip of the nation. Oh, it's going to be awesome. Jessie D, you'll be in it, and a whole gang of other people from the Illawarra. Hey, last question, Jessie. Was it easy to do this? It's easy, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. It's very simple. Just record your family, sing. Easy.
Oh, you're an absolute legend. Jessie D, great to catch up again, and we look forward to seeing you in our video clip of Wave FM's Lockdown Choir. Have a great day, mate.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Damien, I had my daughter in tears.
Oh,
I
no.
I made a ball of eyes out.
Nice work. Congratulations. Well done.
You're not bringing back corporal punishment, are you?
No. Actually, I did, in a sense. Our 4-year-old, she's a bit of a hoarder. She's definitely the family hoarder. So she gets stuff or toy or whatever, and even if it's broken, she'll still keep it. There's just junk in her room everywhere, but she holds on to absolutely everything. And for her birthday, which is at the start of June, she had her first ever birthday party. It was pre-lockdown, so we went to Ready, Set, Play, and she requested that she got a unicorn balloon and a Frozen balloon.
Yes.
That's what we had for the birthday. And the lady said, oh, look, they'll probably last for about, 3 or 4 days, and then they'll deflate, and then you can, put them in the bin. Mm. Well, over the weekend, they were still up. Oh. They were still up. So what? It's been nearly 7 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And the big helium balloons are still kind of floating in the air. All the other little rubber balloons have just died down the bottom.
Yeah.
And so she had them up in a room, like the two balloons just kind of half deflated, and then about 20 little other balloons that were just flopping all over the ground. And it was just making a mess. And I'm like, you know what? It's enough's enough. They've been there long enough. I'm going to pop the balloons and put them in the bin. So Owen was out the back with Mama June. I'm like, now's the time. I was having a bit of a spring clean. So I'm in the kitchen and I've got out there the massive scissors, and I'm there, and I stabbed Olaf, and I got Olaf, and I pushed him down. And then I was just about to stab the unicorn, and Arwen came back inside. She caught me red-handed.
Oh.
Had the scissors in my hands. I had the unicorn by the scruff of his neck. Okay, the ribbon that was holding him up in the air. And I was just about to stab him. She came in, and then I didn't even think. I just kept going because I was committed to cleaning up, and I stabbed
the
unicorn.
Like a scene from Psycho.
Yeah, it is.
It was. And she came in, and Arwen's scream kind of matched the one of that lady. She was like, ah! Oh. She came running in, gathered up her broken balloons, and she was cuddling them to her little body, going, "Mom, why did you kill Olaf? Why did you kill my unicorn?" And I was like, "Oh,
you are terrible."
Well, I said, "Look, they were coming down anyway." "No, they weren't." I'm like, "Well, I'll get you some balloons for your next birthday." "That's too far away." Well, honestly, it took about an hour just to calm her down. I had to give her some chocolate. I had to bribe her back into to calmness. And I was like, "Man, why did I even do that?"
No, well, why did you do it?
Because I wanted to clean up. But then I just figured, you know, look, it's a lesson for anyone. If you are going to get rid of the balloons, do it when the kids aren't home.
Yes.
And just make sure that I reckon do it. Just kill the balloons when they're not there and then just say to them, "Oh, look, darling, the balloons died. They deflated, so Mummy had to put them in the bin."
Yes.
They don't witness the murder. They don't mind so much.
No, exactly right. But you really did murder Olaf and the unicorn.
And by the way, the unicorn is the official animal from Scotland. All right, you killed the official animal of Scotland.
Well, worse than that, you killed Olaf. You will always be remembered as a lady who killed the Frozen character.
Do you want to kill a snowman?
Yes.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.